The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Blessed are thou, Lord God Almighty, he who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised, the name of the Lord be worshipped, the name of the Lord be adored, the name of the Lord be exalted and be uplifted. Another day is here with us. Lipa papa pa resurrection. Ipa pa rakata kabayakata. Lipa pa power for today has just begun. Power for today is coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi Town. Yes, and the servant of the Lord de la Liboja. Lipa pa rakata kabaya. Ibeleke rakata kabaya. Papa itala basha. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. Father, we exalt you and uplift you, O God. Father, we say, Lord, you are God and you are King. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be uplifted. You are worthy to be magnified. Ipapa rakata kabaya. Iberekete barakata kaba itala bashakaba lebebe etete barakata kaba yakaba raba lokoro kata kaba yakaro katu kalebre etete bayaka lebebebebe ile papa itale bekere bashakaba rakata kaba itala bashakaba raba ba. Ibrekete ke barakata kaba itala bashakaba katakaba ya. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. 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 We bless you. We honor you. We exalt you. We uplift you. Lord, we say, Lord, you are God. Lord, you are King. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Lipa barakata kaba lekete ke barokoto kaba yakata. Ile papa la kataka balokoto kabale keteke bale. Le papa le keteke barakataka bale keteke barakataka balokoto kabale ketele prokoto kabarabasata kabaya. Ile papa lokoto kabarababastuke basho. Le papa lokoto kabarababastuke bastuke bastuke basta. Ile papa lekete ke barokoto kabalekete ke balokoto. Ile papa lokoto kabalokoto kabarababasti ke bashokoto kabayata. Le brokoto kabarokoto kabalokoto kabalokoto kabarokoto. Ile papa lokoto kabarokoto kabastu kuboshekete ke balokoto kabarokoto kabale. Le brokoto kabarababastu kabastu kabasha. Ile papa la kata kabalokoto kabalekete. Ile papa lokoto kabarokoto kabarokete ke balokoto kabalekete ke balokoto. Le papa lokoto kabarakata kabastu kabasha. Ile papa lokoto kabalokoto kabalokoto kabalokoto. Ile papa lokoto kabalokoto kabarababakata kabalokoto. Ile papa lokoto kabalokoto kabalokoto. Le papa lokoto kabalokoto kabalokoto kabale. Le papa papa lokoto kabale keteke balo. Ile papa lokoto kabalokoto kabalokoto kabale. Ile papa lokoto kabale keteke balokoto rababa la kata kabalokoto kabala. Le brokoto kabala kata kabarababa kata kabaya. Ile prokoto kabale keteke balokoto kabayakata. Le papa lokoto kabarakata kabaya. We declare the blood. Let's declare the blood. Le papa rokoto kabasteke bashokoto kabastu kabastu kabashokoto. Ile papa lokoto kabalokoto kabalokoto kabara. Ile papa lokoto kabarakata kabalokoto kabarakata. Ile papa lokoto kabale kete. Li papa lekete ke barakata kabalo koto. Ile papa lokoto kabrakata. Ile papa lokoto kabale kete ke balo koto. Le prokoto kabaya kata kabalo koto kabarakata kabalo. Le prakata kabalo koto kabale kete ke balo koto. Ile papa lokoto kabaro koto kabale kete ke balo koto. Ile papa lokoto kabarakata. We are redeemed by the blood. We are justified by the blood. We are cleansed by the blood. Ile papa rokoto kabaste ke basho koto kabaya. Ibele kete ke barokoto kabala kata kabaya. Ile papa lokoto kabara babaste ke basha. Papa lokoto kabara babaste ke basho koto. Ile papa lokoto kabale kete ke bale kete. Ile papa lakato kala baba rokoto kabalo koto. Le brokoto kabaste ke basho koto kabaste ke basho. Le papa la kata raba bakata kabalo koto. Le papa lokoto kabale kete ke balo koto kabaya kata. Le braba bakata kabalo koto kabale kete ke balo koto kabala. Le brokoto kabale kete ke basha kata kabalo koto. Le papa lokoto kabasha kata kabalo koto kabara baba. Ile papa lokoto kabale kete ke balakata kabala kata. Ile papa rokoto kabaro koto kabaste ke basho koto kabaste ke basho.
Ile papa lokoto kabala kata. The name of the Lord God be praised. We exalt you this day, Lord. We declare the blood into our atmosphere, Lord. We declare the blood into our environment. We release the blood by the blood. We enter your presence, our Father. Before you this morning, let the blood wash away our sins. Let the blood cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood qualify our prayers to enter your throne room today. Let the blood, oh God, qualify our prayers. To ascend before you, Lord. Yes, today in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. Yes, Lord. We thank you for everything you have done for us. Thank you for your protection upon our lives, for your deliverance, for your care and provision. Father, Lord, for all that you do for us and our families, all that you are doing for everyone on line. Father, we give you all the glory and all praise. We say, take your glory. We say, take your glory. We say, take your honor. Take your adoration. We salute you, Lord. We bow before you, Lord. We appreciate you, Lord. We celebrate you, Lord. We thank you for everything. You have been so good. Yes, Lord. We give you all the praise. We thank you. We honor you. Father, we celebrate you this morning. We thank you for your presence in the studio. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And wear the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord, that the Holy Spirit is in charge this morning to lead and to download the prayer point. You, Holy Spirit, know what your people need. We are waiting, Lord. We are expecting you, Lord, to take over now, Lord, and carry us through. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I say, resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you, precious sons and daughters of God Almighty. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today. Today is the 235th day of the year 2023. Power for Today coming your way from Destiny House podcast of the Deliverance Assemblies of God Church located at Kutubabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja. Remember, we are still in our 100-day prayer festival, and also this month, August, we're fasting. Somebody will just give me a testimony right now. The Lord is alive and the Lord is at work. Our theme for the 100 day is, now is my time. Now is my time. And under it, we are dealing with certain strategic prayer points that the Holy Spirit is dropping to us. Yes. Today, we have made our theme, now is my time to free myself. Now is my time to free myself. Now is my time to free myself. I read Isaiah 52, verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 52, verse 1 and 2. Awake, awake, O Zion. Clothe yourself with strength. Put on your garments of splendor, O Jerusalem, the holy city, the uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you again. Verse 2, shake your dust. Rise up, sit enthroned, O Jerusalem. Free yourself from the chains on your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Verse 3, for this is what the Lord says, you were sold for nothing, and without money you will be redeemed. Amen. Our theme again, now is my time to free myself. We have been dealing with unyielding Pharaoh, unyielding and unceasing battles. One statement that is really catching is that nobody in this world can free you. Your freedom depends on God and you. In fact, let's also read John chapter 8, verse 36. John 8, 36. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. So if the Son sets you free, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. You know, yes, when it comes to almost everything, good thing that will happen to you, really depends on you. It does not depend so much on anybody. I wanted to say even on God, but still it depends on Him because He is the ultimate, He is our Father. It depends on you, beloved. Your freedom in every area depends on you. It depends on you. It depends on you. It depends on us. What we do with His word. What we think about. What we say to ourselves. How we persevere, how we press on, how we refuse to give up. You see, I am beginning to see one key, one weapon that wears the devil out is the weapon of perseverance. That was why in two chapters in Luke, chapter 18, verse 1 to 8. Chapter 5, verse 11. Luke chapter 18, verse number 1-8. And then Luke chapter 11 from verse 5. Luke 11, verse number 5. Let me see. Yes, Luke 11, verse 5 again to verse 8. We see Jesus in these passages teaching on perseverance, teaching on not giving up, teaching on pressing on in prayer. Pressing on in everything, not only prayer. Today we are seeing in Isaiah 52, verse 1-3. And God was speaking to the Israelites through Isaiah the prophet. He said, "Awake, awake, O Zion. Clothe yourself with strength yourself." God didn't say, "I'll come and clothe you." "Put on your garments of splendor, O Jerusalem, the holy city." Now, Zion and Jerusalem, they represent you. "The uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you again." 2. "Shake off your dust. Rise up. Sit enthroned, O Jerusalem, free yourself from the chains on your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For this is what the Lord says: you were sold for nothing, and without money you will be redeemed." Check yourself, yourself, yourself there. Awake, O Zion. Clothe yourself. Put on your garments. Shake off your dust. Rise up. Free yourself. Break the chains from your neck. It is yourself, 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 yourself and myself. Yourself and myself. Beloved, never allow any situation to steal your joy. Otherwise, that situation becomes an idol. It becomes your God. That's what the Lord is teaching me. That is why at the 11th hour, we have been declaring anything I have exalted above God. I confess and I refuse. It's a prayer that we must add to our preparatory prayers. Anything we have exalted above God. Look, anything that you cannot sleep about has become an idol. Worry has become an idol. That's why the Bible says in Philippians, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication." Philippians 4:6. By prayer and what? Supplication. By prayer and supplication, present your request unto God. Do not be anxious. Anything you become anxious of becomes an idol. It becomes a god. It becomes something that you are worshiping. Because you know it is taking your energy, it is taking your strength, it is taking your time. I am telling you, it is not easy. But that is what the Lord is teaching as humans. Those of us who worry a lot, some of us, we use our minds a lot. You know, God is the one on whom we should set our affection and everything. I was listening to the late Charles Stanley recently, and he was saying, Anything God taught him that anything he's praying, and the situation is not changing, he should consider it as God who is involved, that will block every anxiety and worry. When you consider it is God, because God said, I can change the situation. I am the only one who can change it. So if it is not changing, then it is still me. So get closer to God. The other day, I was speaking some very hard words to God. And I tell you, the last time that we met here, I think was it Monday or Friday, I spoke in a way. I tell you that the raising of my voice to God that way, I tell you, it is already shaking things. It's already shaking things. I'm telling you, it's already shaking things. Yes. And yesterday too, we made a declaration. I don't use if when it comes to God, but I use if, because if means, you are not sure on condition. I know that Jesus is seated at the right hand side of the Father. I know that the blood of Jesus is so powerful. But if the blood is so powerful, and if the blood has really purchased what we need, if the blood has already paid, then let us see the blood at work. Let us see the blood at work. Let's see situation changing. Let's see our condition changing. But you see, like the Lord has been teaching us, a lot also depends on you and I. Yesterday, I asked at the church, at the in-gathering, whether people who are there are really hearing the word, whether people who are there have actually given themselves to what they are hearing. And I call somebody and ask whether the person is there. I know why I did that. Because sometimes when you hear the behavior of people who have gone to sit down, who have gone to pray, you wonder. Because you see, prayer changes you. Prayer transforms you. We should not just pray with our mouths. Prayer should not be a jaw exercise. But prayer should really involve our minds and our hearts. We should pray in the right spirit and in the right attitude. Those are the prayers that penetrates into the throne and delivers what answers. Otherwise, prayer will just become an exercise, jaw exercise. Prayer should not be jaw exercise. Beloved, it all depends on us. Greatly, it depends on us. Because God has given us a will. And I tell you that will is so powerful. That will that God has given to us is everything. That will is what makes us like God. That will, God never violates it. There is a place in your life that God never violates. And that is your will. He never violates your will. In fact, the battle in the Garden of Gethsemane, when our Lord Jesus Christ had gone to Gethsemane to pray his final prayers, where he was seeking, God to intervene, in Matthew 26, I tell you that in Matthew 26, in the Garden of Gethsemane, from Verse 36. Then verse 38, then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. Then verse 39, my father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Do you know that the battle is a battle? Is a battle of wills. Say wills. Wills. The prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane is a battle of wills. Human will and God's will. Human will and God's will is a battle of wills. Somebody should write it for me. It's a battle of wills. The battle in the Garden of Gethsemane is the battle of wills. It's a battle between human will and God's will. It's a battle between Jesus as a human being, his will, human will in Jesus, and God's will. If you will, please take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. It was there Jesus submitted his will to God. He submitted his will to God. Do you know what it means to submit your will to God? It is no longer I who lives, but Christ liveth in me. I am dead to myself. Submitting your will to God is dying to yourself, dying to the world, dying to yourself, dying to the world, dying to the flesh, and living for God. I'm telling you, somebody should write it. Yes. Yes. Submitting your will simply means dying to yourself, dying to the world, dying to the flesh, and living for God. Dying to yourself. Which area of yourself? Dying to your will. When we say something, you've died to something, it means that that area is no more alive in you. It's no more alive in you. Dying to yourself and to your will. Dying to the flesh. Dying to the world. And living for God. Living for God. Living for his word. Living for his instruction and direction. In fact, many of us are living by our will. Our will power is so strong. It's stronger than even the voice of God and the will of God. So sometimes God uses certain situations to break into our will. He will allow certain situation to come. You will not know that he is inside that situation. You will not know. So he is using that situation to break into your will. Yes. He is using that situation to break into your will. So that he can take charge. But you will not know. Beloved, we are free ourselves. Now is my time to free myself. Now is my time to testify. Now is my time. And the first prayer we want to declare is in Genesis chapter 27, verse 1 to 10. We are going to deal with dream testimony hijackers or snatchers. Some of these prayers, I reserve them for the 11th hour prayer parade. But in Genesis chapter 27 is a famous passage of Isaac in his old age asking his son Esau to go and hunt for a game and prepare a very good meal for him to eat so that he will bless him. Genesis 20 said, when Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could no longer see, he called for Esau, his oldest son, and said to him, my son, here I am. He answered. Isaac said, I am now an old man and don't know the day of my death. Now then, get your weapons, your quiver and bow, and go out to the open country to hunt some wild game for me. Prepare me the kind of tasty food I like and bring it to me to eat so that I may give you my blessing before I die. Verse 5. Now Rebecca was listening as Isaac spoke to his son Esau. When Esau left for the open country to hunt game and bring it back, Rebecca said to her son Jacob, look, I overheard your father say to your brother Esau, bring me some game and prepare me some tasty food to eat so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die. Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you. Go out to the flock and bring me 2 choice young goats so I can prepare some tasty food for your father, just the way he likes it. Then take it to your father to eat so that he may give you his blessing before he dies. Jacob said to the mother, to Rebecca, his mother, but my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I'm a man with smooth skin. What if my father touches me? I will appear to be tricking him and will bring down a curse on myself rather than a blessing. 30, his mother said to him, my son, let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say, go and get them for me. So he went and got them and brought them to his mother. And she prepared some tasty food, just the way his father liked it. Then Rebecca took the best clothes. This is what I want. 15. Then Rebecca took the best clothes of Esau, her older son, which she had in the house, and put them, the idea should be he pasted them on her younger son Jacob. She also covered his hands and the smooth part of his neck with the goat skin. Then she handed to her son Jacob the tasty food and the bread she had made. He went to his father and said, my father. Yes, my son, he answered. Who is it? Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of the game so that you may give me your blessings. Look at that. Those days, they like blessings. So they like, he didn't say sit up and eat. He said sit up and eat and give me your blessings. They like blessings. Today, we don't talk so much about blessings. We talk so much about problems, more than blessings. 20. Isaac asked his son, how did you find it so quickly, my son? The Lord your God gave me success, he replied. You see, even in cheating, he's bringing God inside. 21. Then Isaac said to Jacob, come near, so I can touch you, my son, to know whether you really are my son Esau or not. 22. Jacob went close to the father, Isaac, who touched him and said, the voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau. The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands, this is what you call impersonation. Human impersonation. Anyone impersonating me to take my blessings. These are hijackers and snatchers. Do you know that parents swap their children's blessings? Parents swap their children's blessings. Some parents swap. I'm telling you. Some brothers also, they go to places and take their other brothers or sisters' positions. Yes, he is too known. He is this. I must rather be like this. It happens. Look, prophetic prayer meetings, prophetic camps. One time, I said we should do a poster for a program. Do you know what God told me? He said, you want to invite agents of darkness? You want to invite them? Most of these huge, huge programs that people attend, unless there is great power there, majority of the people who go there are agents. They go to quench the fire. They go to snatch the word. Prayer meetings. Yes. There are people there who go there to they are hijackers. Oh, I see. Okay, they have given you 1 year to marry, eh? She will marry 1 year. They are there with recorders. They record everything that takes place there and go and play it in their occult meetings, witchcraft meetings, whatever meetings. They watch it like video. Aha, okay. Okay, now you see. Now that's the word. Now that's the word. Now that's the word. Do you know? They will not attack the word so much, but they will attack you against the word. Somebody should write this. They don't attack you so much. They don't attack the word. Because you see, the word is spirit and life. The word is a double-edged sword. So they are very careful. They don't attack the word so much, but they do what? They attack you against the word. They attack you. They give you some negative attitude against the word. They attack you. They disalign you. I don't know whether we use disalign. They disalign you. They cause you not to be aligned to that word. That's the truth. They will cause you not to align yourself, not to align your thought. They will occupy you with other things. Instead of that word becomes your prayer, you go and fast on it, you go and spend time on it, you create a platform. If you can give 10 minutes, 15 minutes a day over that, no. They will call your husband to annoy you, to say something and take your mind off. Your wife to say something, take your mind off. Your boss, somebody, take your mind off. So we have destiny and dream hijackers around us. They are in our families. They are everywhere. You know, let me just add this to Genesis chapter 37 from verse 18 to 36. We will add it to stargazers. Yes, stargazers. They are the same. And then Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. They are the same. Genesis 37, verse 18 to 36. Genesis 37, verse 18 to 36. Let me read from NIV. From verse 17. They have moved on from here. The man answered, I heard them say, let's go to Dothan. So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. But they saw him in the distance. And before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. That's verse 18, is okay. They saw him from a distance. And before they reached him, they plotted to kill him. Do you know who has seen you at a distance? Do you know who has seen you at a distance? In Isaiah 47, verse 13, Isaiah 47, 13, there is God described a group of people, witches, the occultists. He described them as what? Stargazers. Stargazers. We are also going to shut down stargazers. These prayers, I reserve them for the 11th hour, but we'll pray them here. Isaiah 47, verse number 13. All the counsel you have received has only worn out. Let your astrologers come forward. Those stargazers who make predictions month by month, let them save you from what is coming upon you. Stargazers, they gaze the star and make predictions. Do you know that we can connect it to Matthew chapter 2, verse 2? When Jesus was born, and the wise men, they were not three. They came with three different gifts. But we have been saying three wise men. There were more. Only they came with three different gifts. Frankincense, myrrh, and what? Gold. But they were more. They could be about 12. They could be about 12. Do you know that those are magicians? They are magicians who... They are Eastern, maybe Hindu, and those people's gurus. They are gurus. And when they saw, they say, what? We saw his star. So they had to come and bow. They had to come. Do you know who has seen your star? Do you know that from the very moment that you came out of your mother's womb, those who receive you, the nurses, the midwives, who receive you, look, from there, they capture people's stars. When Moses was giving birth, and Pharaoh commanded that the young ones, all the males, up to 2 years should be killed. How did Amram and Jochebed, Amram, Moses' father is called Amram, and the mother is Jochebed. How did Amram and Jochebed, how did they know that Moses is a great person? So they had to go and hide Moses. How did they know? They saw the star. They saw the star. They saw the star. Beloved, we want to pray right now. It is time to free your star. It is time, beloved, it is time to rest. Many of us, our battles that are not ending, we are going to start with unending battles. We are going to shut them down. They are all about this. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for your word.
For your word.
And Holy Spirit, come and lead me. I come before you.
Come before you.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
This morning. My Father in heaven. I come before you. As a covenant child.
As your covenant
child. As a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant
child. I come before you.
I come before you.
As a covenant child.
As a covenant child.
My Father in heaven.
In heaven.
I submit my will unto you.
I surrender 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 my will unto you.
Let your will be done.
Let your will be done.
Let your will prevail.
Let your will prevail.
Let your will that will bring your glory.
That will bring your glory.
Prevail over my life.
Over my life.
This morning.
And this day.
And this day. My Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
I shut down.
I shut down
every unceasing battle.
Every unceasing battle.
According to Psalm 46 verse 9.
Psalm 46 verse 9.
I shut down.
I shut down
every unceasing battle.
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 Every unyielding battle.
Every unceasing battle.
I shut down. I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down. I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down. I shut down.
Every unyielding battle.
Every unyielding battle.
Every unyielding battle.
In my life.
In my life.
I shut it down. With the blood of the new covenant.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
I shut down. I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down. Every unyielding battle.
Every unseasoned battle.
Every unseasoned battle.
Every unyielding battle. In the name of Jesus Christ. With the blood of the new covenant.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Every destiny hijacker.
Every destiny hijacker.
My destiny hijackers.
My destiny hijackers.
My dream hijackers.
My dream hijackers.
My testimony snatchers.
My dream snatchers.
My dream snatchers.
And hijackers.
And hijackers. Any spirit.
An agent.
That has been set.
To hijack.
To snatch.
My destiny.
My dream.
My testimony.
With the blood.
With the blood.
Of the new covenant.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Let them be exposed.
Let them be exposed.
And be shut down.
Be exposed.
Be exposed. And be shut down. Destiny hijackers.
And snatchers.
Dream hijackers.
And snatchers.
Testimony hijackers.
And snatchers.
That have been set against me.
Against
anything of mine.
Anything of mine.
Be exposed.
And be shut.
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 Be exposed.
Kabarakatakabaya. Be exposed and be shattered.
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 Be exposed and be shattered. Papa Italy Basha,
Ili Papa Rakata Kabaya, Ili Papa Rakata, you dream Hijackers, you testimony Hijackers, you dream Hijackers, you prophet Hijackers, in the name of Jesus Christ,
in Jesus'
with
mighty
the blood
name.
Of the new covenant, supposed
look,
to be shattered.
In a class of 45, from class 1, I'm talking about elementary school. The other day, we went there, the media team, this is Babina Finn Walker, and some of the TV3, official, we went there to do a documentary of me. I was showing them the classes. When we got to a certain place, they didn't see it. I nearly shed tears. I became emotional. Because out of a class of 45 in class, 45 in class, all the men, I am the only one. 45 in class. All the men, the boys, today we are men. I'm the only one driving the car. I'm telling you. I am the only one driving car. The ladies. My God. My God. My God. I became emotional. I just remembered. I am the only one. I am the only one. How come? I was taking a dream to the cemetery. I've said this. Where the angel pointed at a place among graves, say, use it, something like a stick appeared, just scoop the ground. And I saw exercise books, 45. Mine was on top, the Laliboja. I said, pick yours. And I picked mine. Why did the angel say, pick yours? And he didn't say, pick them all. You see, it depends on you. Because of the way I am with God, because of the way you are with God, maybe others are not worshiping God. Maybe others are not serious with God. So the way I am with God led me to where my star has been buried. Those disciples, they are buried stars. And dreams. Buried stars and dreams. Yes. Buried stars and dreams. My book, Destiny Fulfilling Strategy Prayer, Volume 1. Destiny Fulfilling Strategy Prayer, Volume 1. That was where I found the cover. You see, put the stick here. When I put it, then a cover. Green with somebody's hand, like praying and all that, with a bed like Holy Spirit down like a dab. That was where I saw it. So you see, it was also buried there. It means that I am supposed to be an author, but my books have been buried there. Say, my Father in heaven, anything of mine that has been hijacked. Or snatched. Anything of mine that has been hijacked. Or snatched. Anything of mine that has been hijacked. Or snatched. And buried. Anywhere. 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 Let it be vomited out. 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 Anything of mine that has been hijacked, that has been snatched and buried, and buried in a womb, 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 in a
eye,
in a hand,
in a hand, in a leg,
in a thumb,
in a toe,
in a brain,
in a brain,
in a brain,
in a brain,
in a part of my body,
part of my body,
in a ear,
in a ear.
You know why we have problems in these areas? It has been buried. It has been buried. Your ear has been buried. That's why you don't hear well. Your senses have been buried. That's why you can't discern. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of the new covenant.
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 With the blood of the new covenant. I retrieve
anything of mine that has been hijacked.
That has been hijacked.
That has been snatched.
That has been snatched
and buried.
And buried.
I retrieve it.
I retrieve it.
I retrieve. I retrieve.
I retrieve.
I take it back. I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back. I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
By blood and by fire.
I take it back. I take it back.
By the blood of the new covenant.
I take it back. I take it back.
By the Holy Ghost fire.
I take it back. I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back. I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back. I take it back.
Sakatakatakatakabarakata.
I take it back. I take it back. I take it back. Anything of mine that has been hijacked. Any dream of mine.
I take it back.
Any aspect of my life.
I take it back.
Any ear of mine.
I take it back.
Tongue of mine.
I take it back.
The destiny of God of mine.
I take it back. I take it back.
I take it back. With the blood of Jesus.
I take it back.
With the Holy Ghost fire.
I take it back.
I take it back.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, when we were in school, there were these two guys. There was a lady. In fact, she won the beauty queen of the entire region, entire district, Jasikan district. She won the beauty queen. And then this gentleman, they all went to secondary school. The lady went to one of the best secondary schools. I will not mention. In Ghana here. In fact, she got scholarship. The brother also, a brother also went to another one. I mean, look, maybe Gracie one. But see, when they were in school, they were so close. They were boyfriend and girl. I mean, they were, you can see that, I mean, people were calling their husband and wife, and they were living like that. They went to school, and then, Form 4, the lady got pregnant. And so the lady could not complete. It was a big disappointment. But do you know, one day, myself and a late pastor friend of mine, we climbed a tree. We climbed a tree. Because those days we used to pluck mangoes. When we saw that this boy, his brother is a great occultic man in this nation. Politicians go to consult him up to now. I'm talking. In a certain town. Yes. In one of the border towns. Occultists go there from that country, from Ghana. Countries. He was trained in India. His younger brother is the one that was the one moving with this girl. He loved the girl so much that. So we were in the tree, mango tree. He didn't see us. He came and there was a rock. He was only two eggs. And went there and dug a hole, buried the rock, the eggs, and said, they are the only two that will marry each other. Apart from they marry themselves, no one can marry them. No one can marry them. We heard him saying that. We were hiding in the mango tree. And then he left. You see, the mistake we made was that we should have gone to just scatter those things. But we didn't. As I speak, there was a time a bulldozer was making a road. So they went and cleared that place. As I speak, the two of them are over 60 years. They are still not married. They couldn't marry.
confusion broke out among them, between them. They couldn't marry in their secondary school days. Before, while the lady was pregnant, confusion broke out between them. Only that child. I say, look, no man, when you see the woman I'm talking about, that no man is just coming closer. Man is coming closer because of the buried eggs. When people are young, they are just doing things. When people are in love, they punch themselves and use their blood to, you don't know what you are doing. They mix their blood. You see, the moment you do that, a demon comes in. Because the devil knows that that is his way. That is not God's way. So you have brought him rather in. Look, people have done this thing before they became born again, before they got to know Christ. People have slept with other men before coming to know Christ. I tell you, all these things, they contribute to many things. That is why we just have to persevere in prayer and keep on praying. Until God himself, yes, the blood of Jesus, when we became born again, the blood of Jesus had dealt with all this. But I tell you that, the enemy repeats things. The enemy repeats things. The two of them, because they are older, they were my seniors. So if I'm 60 years, they should be about 63 or 64. Not married. They never married in their lifetime. They never married. They never married because of that. Say, my Father in heaven, any action I took in my ignorance, when I wasn't born again, that the enemy is using
to hijack
anything of mine, I renounce. Let the blood of Jesus wipe it away. Let the blood of Jesus wash it away.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Say any dream hijacker.
Any dream hijacker.
snatcher.
And snatcher.
Any destiny hijacker.
Any destiny hijacker.
And snatcher.
And snatcher.
Any testimony hijacker.
Any testimony hijacker.
And snatcher.
And snatcher.
Closer
to me.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus
Christ. Shut them down.
Shut them down.
Shut them down.
Shut them down.
Expose them.
And shut them
down.
Shut them down.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my mother's house.
At my workplace.
At my workplace.
In my office.
In my office.
In the church.
In the church.
In my community.
In my community.
Wherever they are located.
Wherever they are located.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ.
Let the blood of Jesus Christ.
Expose them.
Expose them.
And shut them down.
Expose and shut them.
Expose and shut them.
Expose and shut them.
Expose them and shut them.
Expose them and shut them. Expose them and shut them.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Anyone that has taken my identity. Or my image.
Or my image.
To enjoy what I enjoy.
Enjoy what I should enjoy.
Anyone that has taken my identity.
Taken my identity.
My identity.
My identity.
My identity.
My identity.
Or my image.
Or my image. To enjoy
what belongs to me,
belongs to me.
To enjoy,
enjoy
the position,
the position
that belongs to me,
that belongs to
the
me.
Joy,
the joy
that belongs to me,
that belongs to me.
Position,
the position,
the promotion,
the promotion,
the seat,
the seat,
the seat,
the seat
that belongs to
that
me,
belongs to
anyone,
me. Anyone
that has taken
my identity,
my identity,
my identity,
my identity,
my identity, my identity
to
possess,
to take over,
to take over,
and
to enjoy
what belongs
what
to me.
Belongs to
what
me,
belongs to me
what belongs
with
to
the
me,
blood of Jesus
with
Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
I expose them. Let them be exposed.
Let them be exposed.
Let them be shut
let
down.
Them be shut down.
And let them release.
Let them release right now.
Anything of mine.
Anything of
that
mine.
They are enjoying.
That they are enjoying.
I take it back.
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 Anyone
that is using
my image,
my identity,
my image,
my identity,
like Jacob,
used
his brother Esau's identity,
to take his blessings.
Anyone
that is using
my image,
my identity,
my image,
my identity,
to enjoy
what I should enjoy,
the position I should enjoy.
The promotion I should enjoy, the favor I should enjoy, the breakthrough I should enjoy, the open door I should enjoy.
Beloved, the prayer is working.
With the blood of Jesus,
the blood of the new covenant, I take it back and I shut them down. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You know that some of our dreams and our stars, they were stolen in class one. Among children, they were stolen in the class. In the class. That's why Christian parents anoint your children when they are going to school. I thank God for deliverance that our children take communion. I am telling you, they take communion. We give them communion. All these things, they secure our children. Because things still happen in class. Some of the teachers, who was the one who buried our notebooks? He's a teacher. He's a teacher. And that teacher was standing there. He's a teacher. One of the most respected teachers in the whole area. She carries some fake glory. But I've realized that right from school, When she's, when I am talking to her, she bent down the head. She has never looked straight into my eyes. Her eyes will be looking either sideways or looking down. I've complained this to my other pupils, and then even now my eye, until that day, I say, she has said there is something on me. Say, my Father in heaven.
Any darkness that has been cast on my star, any star of mine that has been stolen, I retrieve it by blood and by fire.
Let the Holy Ghost fire. Devoid every shade, every darkness cast on my star. Let that darkness be swallowed up by the light of God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, O Lord. Let it be swallowed up in the name of Jesus Christ.
Our last prayer, say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
We secure our star.
In the blood of Jesus Christ.
We secure our star. We secure our dream. We secure our destiny. We secure our star. We secure our destiny. From hijackers. From snatchers. We secure. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, it is done.
Amen.
It is happening. Amen. It is happening.
Yes, Lord.
These are redemptive prayers. You are redeeming yourself. You are redeeming yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I free my star.
I liberate my star.
I free my destiny. I liberate my health. I liberate my health. I liberate my marriage.
I liberate my finances.
I liberate my marriage. It must be one. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I free my star.
I free my
and
star.
And I liberate my
and
star.
And I liberate my
with
star.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the
Christ.
Blood of Jesus Christ.
I free
Christ.
My star.
I free my
and
star.
And I liberate my
and
star.
I liberate my star.
I free my marriage.
I free my marriage.
I liberate my marriage.
I liberate my marriage.
I free my career.
I free my career.
And I liberate my career.
I liberate my career.
I free my destiny.
I free my destiny.
I liberate my destiny.
I liberate my destiny.
I free my dream.
I free my dream.
I liberate my dream.
I
free my testimony.
I free my
testimony. I liberate my testimony.
I liberate my
testimony. I free my health.
I free my health.
I liberate my health.
I liberate my health.
I free my finances.
I free my finances.
I liberate my finances.
I liberate my finances.
I free my relationship.
I free my relationship.
I liberate my relationship.
I liberate my.
I free my destiny opens.
I liberate my destiny
opens.
I liberate my destiny opens.
I free and I liberate.
And
I free and I liberate.
My relationship.
I free and liberate.
I free and liberate. My husband.
My wife.
My wife.
My children.
My children.
My home.
My home.
Any blessing.
That
should belong to
that
us.
Should belong
I
to
free
us.
And liberate.
I free and I liberate.
I free and liberate.
I free and I liberate.
I free and liberate.
I free and I liberate.
I free and 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 I liberate.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let whatever you have freed, let whatever you have liberated be restored unto you right now.
Amen.
Be restored unto you right now.
In the name of Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Your education is
yes,
free
Lord.
And liberated.
Amen.
Your helpers are free and liberated.
Amen.
Yes, let it be restored.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Be restored unto
I
you.
Receive it
be restored
now.
Unto you.
I receive it
be restored
now.
Unto you.
I receive it
be restored
now.
Unto you.
I receive
be
it
restored
now.
Unto you.
I receive
be
it
restored
now.
Unto you.
I
restored unto you.
I receive
be
it
restored
now.
Unto you.
I receive
be restored
now.
Unto you.
I receive it
be restored
now.
Unto you.
I receive it
today,
now.
Today, today,
in
today,
the
today,
name
today.
Of Jesus Christ.
Begin to see signs. Begin to see signs. Begin to see signs. Those children. Those children,
yes, Lord.
The womb
yes, Lord.
That has been stolen
Lord Jesus.
And buried,
Lord Jesus.
Buried wombs, they have been liberated.
Amen.
They have been liberated.
Amen.
They have been freed.
Amen.
And they have been restored.
Yes, Lord.
Husband that has been kept
yes, Lord.
Behind the cage.
Oh, Jesus.
Wife that have been locked
yes,
up.
Lord.
They have been liberated.
Amen.
They have been freed.
Amen.
They have been liberated.
Amen.
They have been freed.
Yes, Lord.
They have been liberated.
We receive
they have been freed.
Thank you.
Any
Lord.
Part of your body
yes, Lord.
That has been buried.
My Jesus.
It has been freed.
Amen.
It has been liberated.
Amen.
It has been freed.
Amen.
It has been liberated.
Amen.
Anything of yours.
Yes, Lord.
That has been buried.
Amen.
It has been freed.
Amen.
It has been liberated.
Amen.
It has been freed.
Amen.
It has been liberated.
Thank you, Lord.
Go and celebrate.
Jesus' name.
As a freed and a liberated person.
Amen.
Enjoy that which has been restored
Amen.
Unto you by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Throughout the rest of the days in the week.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you
Amen.
For listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.